Oh, well, that doesn't seem right. That does not seem like the correct time. How do I know this? Why can this be this way? Nobody knows the actual time. Is 1930 UTC, and you, my friends, are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and once again, I'm not in the greatest shape today. So I think the first thing we need to do is pour some yummy, delicious tea. Ooh, look at that golden nectar. Look at that Da Hong Pao. The big red robe let me take a sip. Oh, that's good. Okay, yeah, that's helping to restore some power. Oh, yeah, I'm starting to feel a little bit better. But only a little bit. Yeah, I know how to speak English. I talk good English. And being as I talk such good English, I think it's time to go to the numbers. Let's consult Numbers Lady. Where is she? Where the hell is Numbers Lady? She's been in such weird places lately. Hey, Numbers Lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 316, number 406, number 409, number 412, number 430, number 436, number 851, number 882. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, Numbers Lady. Where are you? It sounded like you were in the pachinko parlor again. And that's not so great because, boy, are you gonna get it. Look at that greasy mess you made.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Oh, shut up, Kirk Cameron. I'll give you something fast. I'll give you a slap to the face. That's what he needs. And you know what I need? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe. Yeah, we know what you need. I think we all know.
No.
That or something like...
Bernino.
Would be exactly what we need right now. Alright, so, yeah, what are we doing today? Except, obviously, listening to a bunch of weird stuff. Woo, there goes my cat zipping by. See you later. Okay, bye. Okay, so I guess the cat's gonna run upstairs instead of bugging us to do kitty business. Okay, that's great. I can handle that. I don't know what to do today, though. Man, the weather has still got me down. It's actually not super duper deathly hot, but once again, it is very humid, and it's just trying to kill me. I could not even change a light bulb last night. I noticed that there was a light bulb burnt out in my bathroom, and so I went and I found the light bulbs, got a spare light bulb, and I brought it back up to the bathroom, and just the act of having to stand and stretch my arms up to try to screw the light bulb in and out of the stupid socket set me off for a while. Oh, that was not pleasant. That was not a good thing. So I had to come back down here and just sit here for a while. I did not have the best night, although I kind of slept okay, but my sinuses are weird, my nose is all clogged up, and you might be hearing that nice natural skull resonance, because I can hear it in my brain. It's like, ugh. I have sinus reverb. I have sinus reverb in my brain. And so when I talk, it sounds like in my head, like I'm in the Grand Canyon or a large bathroom or a cathedral. It's sort of annoying. It's sort of boring. But, you know, whatever. You know, it's not like I can't make a big plate of pomme dauphine. You know, and it occurs to me, with all the talk of pomme dauphine around here, does anybody actually know how to make it? Yeah, we know it's like, you know, potatoes and pâte à choux. Maybe we need to ask somebody. And we're going to probably have to find some French people. This is not a setup. We're not going to Mr. Lee here. Hey, Mr. Lee, how do I make pomme dauphine? Ancient French secret. No, we need to find some French people.
Petit souvenir de cantine, les pommes dauphines, j'adorais ça.
Oui, j'adorais l'effet spongieux avec la pomme de terre et la pâte à choux. C'est trop, trop bon.
Pour tous les adorateurs de la boulette. Alors, il y a deux choses. Il y a à la fois des pommes de terre que tu as cuites en robe des champs, c'est-à-dire avec leur peau, eau bouillante, salée, et puis on les a cuits, elles sont bien cuites. On se brûle un petit peu les doigts, mais ça vaut le coup.
Ah ouais, c'est moi qui ai la corvée en plus de les éplucher.
Moi, tout va bien, d'accord. Et ici, regardez, on va réaliser une pâte à choux. Je mets de l'eau.
Some water.
Je mets mon beurre.
Some butter.
Un
Put
petit morceau.
The butter in the water.
Et je vais rajouter une belle
and
pincée
agitate
de sel.
It. And then a pinch of salt.
Voilà, allez hop, on porte à ébullition et le temps que ça chauffe, je prends les pommes de terre. Alors on a pris des pommes de terre à chair farineuse. Nadia, regardez, elles sont vraiment super.
And now
farineuses.
We're gonna watch him cut
on
a potato.
Dans le petit moulin à purée, à la grille fine.
And then rice
on va
it.
Faire une pulpe de pommes de terre. Voilà, on a une très très grosse ébullition, c'est vraiment super important. Et
tout de suite.
Toute la farine.
Yeah, that is pretty important.
Et on mélange, il faut que on ait une boue, c'est ça, hein?
Voilà, ça fait ce qu'on appelle une panade.
Ouais.
Au début, tranquille, et puis après on y va un petit peu énergique.
Oh yeah, just stir the hell out of those potatoes.
Voilà, ça c'est vraiment ça.
And flour.
Voilà.
Yeah, like
ça,
that.
Ça c'est pas bien bouillant.
Yeah, stir the crap out of it.
Un très beau résultat.
Do
voilà, et maintenant
French
tu vas incorporer les œufs dedans, s'il te plaît. Un par un. Alors les œufs, on fait attention quand on incorpore les œufs pour pas que ça soit trop chaud, pour pas que ça cuise, d'accord?
Ok, get
allez,
the eggs ready. Ok, put
allez,
that one in.
On y va vite pour pas que ça cuise.
Use some more French attends, stirring techniques.
Voilà, tu peux séparer la masse comme ça.
Ok, alors, get ready for the next one.
Et là, on incorpore. Allez, le deuxième, on y va.
Ok, go with the second
clac,
one.
Clac, clac, je fractionne.
Yeah.
Allez, on incorpore le troisième.
The third egg.
Œuf.
Stick it in there. Do
voilà,
some more French stirring techniques.
Et on fait une pâte à choux bien homogène, un petit peu ferme.
Yeah, mix your potatoes and your pâte à choux.
Okay.
Voilà, yeah, that means most goodly. Yeah, now
voilà.
Stick all that pâte à choux onto the riced potatoes. I don't even own a potato ricer.
On assaisonne avec de la muscade.
Pas de assez de noix de muscade, c'est vraiment super bon.
Noix de muscade.
Allez, on y va délicatement, là.
Ouais, bon, enfin, comme un bourrin.
Bon, ça va. Pour faire une pâte.
Très bien. C'est très amusé.
Regardez,
n'est-ce
une
pas
pâte super homogène. Allez, on garnit.
On prend une poche à douille.
Alors, le mieux, hein, regardez.
Ouais.
Comme ça, vous n'allez pas vous
okay.
mettre partout.
Ok, get a big plastic
Marise,
bag.
Là.
A big pastry bag. Start yep. shoveling it into the bag.
Et là, vous y allez.
Avec une spatula.
Un petit peu chaud et c'est bien. Hein.
Use your spatula.
Voilà, en deux fois, parce qu'il faut
ouais.
pas trop garnir.
To load your pastry bag, your bag, ah, your sac du pâtisserie.
Là, il faut.
Yeah, I just invent French half the time.
Là.
Come on, get it together, people. All we're doing
là,
is making goddamn potato donuts.
Je pousse 2 cm, tac.
Et là,
le couteau bien à ras.
Yeah, cut it every 2 cm.
On fait l'industrie.
And let it drop into this. Wheat de fricatante,
voilà.
Which is boiling oil for frying. Wheel.
Voilà. On peut le faire à deux, mais tout seul, tout seul en tant que chef, on peut le faire, mais...
Ouais, il vaut voilà. mieux que ce soit à deux.
Nobody can
ça,
say oil in French. Oh, look at all that fried stuff.
On les égoutte sur un petit papier absorbant. Regarde, je te laisse ça demain.
Ouais, c'est vrai.
Fin de travail, qu'est-ce que ça donne?
Magnifique, hein?
Ah, c'est magnifique.
J'ai vu, c'est un peu comme des pignons, mais sauf que là, c'est à base de pommes de terre. Moi, je peux vous dire que les pommes dauphines maison, j'adore.
Oh, yeah. Moi aussi, j'adore la pomme dauphine. Ah, ah, yeah. C'est bon. C'est très bon. It's true, I speak French super good. Almost as goodly as I speak the English. And if you don't believe me, just ask any of my French-speaking audience members, of which there is at least one. And everybody know whose it is. We're looking at you, X1, you wacky Belgian, you. We have the Belgians to thank for a lot in this world, including but not limited to fruit-flavored beer, and, I don't know, I'm sure there's a lot of other things. So sure, Belgian waffles, French fries, which are really pommes frites du Belge. Except the mayonnaise thing, nobody on this side of the ocean has figured out the mayonnaise thing. What is that all about? But yeah, if you want a good raspberry-flavored beer, you need to talk to the Belgians. And you know, if we're going to talk to the Belgians about fruit-flavored beer, you got to wonder if they've ever invented a banana-flavored beer. B-A-N-A-N-A, cha-cha! Okay. That's enough of that. And boy, are you gonna get it now. Look at that greasy mess you made.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
No, but I got Gold Coast slave ship bound for cotton fields. This is the Rolling Stones with Brown Sugar.
We'll be right back.
everybody loves the Stones. And if you don't, well, I don't know what's wrong with you. And now I think we need to go into some Who. Obviously, we got to do Baba. Because everybody loves the ARP 2600. Right, Pete?
This is here. The happy one.
Baba O'Reilly by The Who. Very cold end there. I wonder why they decided to end this song that way.
Ancient Chinese secrets.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
More of The Who. You better, you bet. Oh, thanks, stupid digital media. Trying to ruin The Who. We do love The Who. Roger Daltrey, one of the golden gods of rock, along with Robert Plant. Thanks for starting that. But where are they now? Where are the golden gods of rock and roll now? Well, they're probably doing some yard work. You know, maybe mowing their lawns. maybe cooking some lunch. What am I going to eat for lunch today? Oh, boy, I don't know. Maybe I'll eat egg rolls. Maybe I'll have egg rolls today. I got some yummy egg rolls, and maybe I will eat them. That would be a good idea. But that's not what I want. What I want is, what do I want? I want shabu shabu. That's what I want. I should go to the store. No, I should not go to the store. Not in this weather. I'm probably going to die. I've said it before, and I will say it again, I do not want to be killed by the weather, because, you know, how would that look? You know, people would be sitting around going, hey, did you hear Tobe die? Yeah, Tobe sucks, he died. How did he die anyway? Oh, the weather killed him. Oh, Tobe sucks. That's a stupid way to die. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are fairly well aware that I wish to be killed by a wild animal. Hopefully, like a big cat, a tiger, or a snow leopard, panther, puma, something. And maybe a cheetah. Maybe I'm just walking through the African veldt one day, la 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 la, and suddenly, wham! I get attacked by a cheetah and eaten by a cheetah. That would be awesome. Then all of you guys would be sitting around typing in IRC or com. Hey, did you hear? Tobe got killed. What? Did he get killed by gangsters? No, he got eaten by a cheetah. He was just walking along in the African veldt, la 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 la, when suddenly, wham, a cheetah attacked him and ate him. Man, that would be awesome. And then people would be writing things like, that's just so typical, Tobe. Man, he got eaten by a cheetah. Boy, are you gonna get it now. Look at that greasy mess you made.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
So then somebody gives Cheetah Kirk Cameron a big spray bottle full of 409 because it starts to work before he starts to wipe. And he cleans up that greasy mess that used to be me as I was walking through the African veldt. La 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 la. Boy, look at that greasy Kirk Cameron you made. You're gonna get it now. Give me something quick. Our mom just pulled up. Kirk Cameron, boy, are you gonna get it now.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
No. Banana. There you go, Kirk. There's a banana for you. Fast. Yeah. Clean up that greasy mess you made. Oh my God. Speaking of greasy messes to make, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 4:09. It starts to work before you start to wipe. Stay tuned, because coming up next, right after Dubious Goals Committee, is Mix Remix with Harry Larry, and that's going to be starting in about 1:04 from now. My name's Tobe. I got to get out of here and find those greasy egg rolls so I can make a mess and get some 409.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.